Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Jeff Bodart plus Dick Hitzwater calls in and what Jeff Bodart did when he won the lottery. Right after this news story from Christy Lee.
Well, found this story.
Let's find
and
out
our
if
producer
it's real
Dean
or not.
And I really well we went to Snopes and we can't verify that it's not.
Share
but Tom needs to share this because this is right up Tom's alley.
All right, well let's hear
this is from Dateline Victoria, British Columbia. The dumping of raw sewage into the Pacific Ocean was an issue one man wanted to take to an all candidates meeting in the Victoria Beacon Hill area Friday morning, but the costume crusader was not allowed into the meeting.
Oh boy.
We have a superhero.
Have
a mascot.
Have you seen him?
Uh-uh. James arrived dressed up as Mr. Floaty.
Mr. Floaty.
Yeah. A 6 foot tall. He looks like a brown Mr. Peanut.
He does.
You know the Mr. Peanut character?
Oh, my God. Do you have a picture of Mr. Floaty?
There's a picture.
That is lovely. Is he wearing a sailor hat?
Yes, he's wearing a sailor hat. He is.
Of course he is.
He is described here. Can I read the description?
Just when you think you've heard everything, here it is.
This is in Canada. He is dressed as a large unit of
That's a good way to describe Mr. Peanut. A brown Mr. Peanut.
He looks like a brown Mr. Peanut.
I understand
he's
exactly
supposed to
what
be
you're
a,
saying. A dog log.
Yes, there you go. Now,
oh boy.
This is my favorite part. I've never read this before, so forgive me for
chuckling as you go. I know.
I handed it to him cold. I'm sorry.
His outfit is called "The People Opposed to Outfall Pollution." Of course, Boop is the name
of
the
outfit.
He wanted to highlight Victoria's daily dumping of 120 million liters of raw sewage, but he was barred from the meeting. He said the refusal left him a little bummed out. It says.
He doesn't have a cape,
No.
I can't tell if he has a cape, Bob.
He can't fly. He'd fly into a fan.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
He'll make your money disappear.
Woo! We're talking about, of course, our guest, comedian Jeff Bodart, who's also a... what's the word you want to use? Manufacturer? That sounds too...
I think wand smith was
I've got
good.
It. Artisan.
Oh, yep, that is good.
A wand artisan?
I like artisan, too.
Artisan.
Like a
we're
sandwich.
In the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. They got a lot of great auto parts at Napa. Tomorrow we'll have the Napa Tool of the Week. They don't sell magic wands there. Because they have standards. We also have Chick McGee across the way at the John Deere Sports Desk. There's Ace, our engineer. Hello, Ace.
Hello.
That's Josh over there. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
And Christy, right there. This is Tom
Hi,
speaking.
Hi, everybody.
Once again, our guest is comedian Jeff Bodart.
Christ.
Nice to have you here, Jeff.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking about various things going on in the news. We have to get to this Toto Africa thing because this was a story about a month ago.
I have no comment. I think they're both great.
Okay,
as you should. They're very similar.
The song Africa from Toto was a
sure.
What is this from? The early 90s.
I'm gonna say 83.
Oh, is
that's
that old?
My guess.
Is that old?
I'm gonna say you're wrong.
Not trying to offend.
Oh, now we have to look it up. Ace, will you look it up, please?
Look it up, Ace. I'm busy.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say 86.
I played it, so I'm gonna say 86.
A Burger King.
I would think maybe late 70s.
I was in Adult Contemporary.
Like 81 and 2.
Okay, all right. I'm saying 83.
I'll go 82.
I'm saying 86.
86.
Christy?
I'm going to say 84 just to be different.
Okay. Now, why is it in the news again?
Well, I got
to
look.
Welcome to
82.
The lounge at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, it is 82. There's dumb luck.
Burger King.
But also another, it was in the news because Weezer did it, and they did it because begged them to do it, and they finally did.
Wasn't she on her deathbed
again? And
here's their version.
Isn't the woman who begged him to her name was Louise, and that's what Weezer's named after?
Man, that's dumb.
Don't acknowledge that. Don't acknowledge that as being even an attempt at humor. This is the Weezer version.
Turn it down, exactly. That's not a boy.
Sorry. It's in the news again. Because
a Burger King location in the UK played Toto's song Africa on a loop all day. Burger King UK tweeted, if this tweet gets 1,000 retweets, we'll play Toto Africa all day in one of our restaurants. They met their quota.
Oh.
The Camden Town Burger King selected to play the tune repeated on repeat on August 7th. The band Toto replied on Twitter stating, does this come with fries?
Only 4 employees committed suicide.
No, what hilarious thing did the band Toto tweet back?
Does this come with fries?
I miss the fries down at Burger King.
Does this come with fries?
I don't even get that.
They're just saying, isn't that nice? Thank you very much.
They should have just said that.
They should have said, where's my royalty?
Who's
right
left
there
in Toto?
Do you know that Toto?
Ted Toto?
David Page.
Steve Lukather?
Yeah, Steve. Luke.
None of the Porcaros aren't there, right?
Sadly, I think Jeff is deceased. Both.
You know, some of the members were also in the band Kansas.
They were?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
So, oh, God.
You know, of course.
When they got to Toto, though. Yeah.
They were not in Kansas anymore.
That's right.
Dear Bob and Tom, you dumbasses. There was never a moment of Toto.
I'll have you know, Ace clapped at that
Ace joke applauded
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Answer line 2.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Osborne Cock.
There went my Toto thing.
With a special Some Other News editorial. Well, by now you've probably heard that an MSNBC reporter made a bit of a gaffe on air. When she meant to say a wildfire had been started by lightning, she actually said that the fire had been started by farting.
Farting.
Yes.
It was a silly mistake. Hey, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Oh, yes.
And this reporter has made some mistakes in my 40-year broadcast career, so I thought it was time for me, Dick Hitzwater, to come clean.
Oh, okay.
Here are a few of the gaffes I have made on air.
Okay.
Everyone
when
got
a high-profile CEO was rumored to be leaving his company, I speculated that he would be rewarded with a golden shower.
Oh.
Which he may have been, but I meant to say that he was to be rewarded with a golden parachute.
Right.
That's silly. On another occasion, I stated that a man in Wisconsin had contracted Lyme disease after a dick bite.
Ah.
Well, that was supposed to be a tick bite.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I feel like these might work better if you reverse. If you tell us what was supposed to be said and then what you said.
Well, now.
A little late for that.
That may be, my friend Josh.
Feels like poor planning.
We'll talk about that
Where's
some other
that
time.
Okay.
I'll get an email. Okay.
Yeah. My apologies go out to a Mr. Manfred Wanker of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The dick bite guy.
I've also bungled some celebrity names.
Oh, okay.
I called Lance Bass Lance Ass.
Oh,
that's
right.
How about that? And an unfortunate slip of the tongue turned Lady Gaga into Labia Gaggle. Yeah. And I repeatedly called Benedict Cumberbatch Itchy Snatchatula.
I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe I may have been mixing cold medicine and tequila.
Yeah,
itchy snatch.
I called Paul McCartney, John Lennon.
Finally,
I will admit to the following. After an interview with actor John Travolta, I complimented him on his very firm handy. Well, many people called the station to see if I had meant handshake. No, I did not. Travolta's a national treasure and a big fan of yours truly.
Apparently.
Well, this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Osborne
Cox
with a special Some Other News editorial. You. We'll see you later, Gators.
See you, man.
Thank you. Osborne Cox, of course, from one of my favorite movies, Burn After Reading.
Boo.
Love that movie.
A rare misstep by the Coen brothers.
Love Burn After Reading.
One of their greatest movies.
Ugh.
Don't you love the scene where George Clooney goes back to the movie?
Don't love any of it.
Oh, it's a shame.
You know, Toto is going to remake a Weezer song now. That's a great idea. Yeah, do you know which one they picked?
No.
Buddy
Hash Pipe. No, they didn't do... No, it's Hash Pipe.
Beverly Hills.
No, they were going to do Beverly Hills originally, but according to Steve Luthaker and Steve Porcaro, who did an interview with KROQ.
We're on your side with rock.
They thought Hashpipe had a better melody. They loved the message and wanted to do it justice. So they kind of do their own thing with it, but they still pay respect to it. So I believe it's out now. It was supposed to come out August 10th, but I think they re-released it early, last week.
We'll dig around for it.
Yeah. That's our Toto update.
But it's kind of been a rebirth for both these bands.
Yeah, I saw Weezer on tour this summer. They were amazing. And they had, like, the old-style, set with, like the old Happy Days kind of... Have you seen the Buddy Holly video? Because they
do
go to the, Happy Days sets a lot. So they did a really cool old-time
And what television show, Jeff Bodart... Our guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see if you can get this.
Car 54, where are you?
What television show featured a character often referred to as Wheezy?
That would be the Jeffersons?
Yes. What?
Yes, you're correct.
I think he's right.
He had already had his finger on the incorrect button.
You stunned me. Sorry, I apologize.
Stunned you? I am well-versed in TV.
Are you?
That's who raised me.
Ah.
No, I sat in front of the TV a lot. So that's it.
Clearly, he said. Tom didn't assume you were a soccer player.
No.
You have to
play 2 years
for that time. Remark, you have to buy
Listen,
everyone.
I was a skinny
in your
kid.
Employee, you have to buy them wands.
Tom. There you go.
Oh, once again. Tarbo Wands. I swear to God, I'm going to have PJ. I'm going to make some t-shirts.
I got a logo.
I'm going to do Tarbo Wands, the wand the world awaited.
there's somebody
Tarbo
in this
like
room.
You're saying the S word.
That's also an art director at one point. You know.
Yeah,
him,
that's right.
Hey, I was a graphic designer for a long time.
Why'd you stop that? Too lucrative?
you wanted to get into the world of stand-up comedy?
We've worked together before you were on this show. We were friends, sir.
We're still friends.
That's
why I can tease you.
Yeah, I know.
Him half fat?
Yeah,
It's his.
Oh, okay. I was fired from that job.
Oh.
At a newspaper called the Republic newspaper.
Because
of this show.
That's right.
2004.
Remember, Tom?
What?
Yeah. I got an email and said, would you like to be on the show? And I said, yes, I would. I don't care if it's too soon or not. I'm going to be on the show.
And then what happened?
And then they said, would you like Monday or Tuesday? I said, give me Tuesday. Give me Monday to go clear it with everybody and say, hey, I'm not going to be in. Told everybody, told the bosses.
Instead of them being excited for Jeff.
Yeah, the main boss, lady.
No. That's all we need.
I was going to give her name, but I was like, I can't give her name. Yeah. But I was. She pulled me in the office, and she goes, I hear we have a problem, Mr. Bodart. And I go, no, we don't. And she goes, I hear you're not going to be in to work tomorrow. And I said, no, I'm going to do the Bob and Tom show. I'll be a little late. And she goes, well, you can either have a job or do the Bob and Tom show. I'll give you to the end of the day to think about it.
Wow.
And I said, oh, well, no, I already know.
I don't need the end of the day.
Yeah. And she goes, okay, we can go ahead and give you your key and collect your things.
Wow.
And then one of the other bosses had the gall to say, no, when you leave, don't make a lot of noise. And I made the loudest noise I could when I was packing all my stuff.
That's crazy.
He sighed a lot and farted.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you feel about that choice now?
No, it's been great.
Okay.
It's been great.
Well,
lived in my parents' basement until I was in my 30s. So.
But not anymore.
No, own a house.
You're the homeowner.
Because.
Yeah.
Garage owner.
He's got wand money.
I got wand money. And I won $30,000 2 years ago, so that helped too.
You did win the lottery, for real.
Yeah. I won $30,000 on a scratch-off ticket.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Best day of my life.
Sure.
Was it really?
Oh, well, yeah. We get something to give you.
What did you do as soon as you scratched it off? Did you?
I scratched it, and it was a Yahtzee-themed game, and I've never played Yahtzee, so I don't know what Yahtzee means.
Oh.
And then I got 5 sixes, and I go, that's got to be something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to Google what Yahtzee was because the card didn't, the scratcher didn't tell you. And then I go, there's no way. And there was an expletive in there. And then I texted my brother, and he didn't respond. And I found him at his store, at a sporting goods store. And I go, why don't you answer your text messages?
And all right. So there's.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes, yes. So thank you.
I scratched off a one and had a check by three.
So when I asked you, what did you do when you won the? I thought I was kind of. You're supposed to go. Oh yeah, I went out. I went and I had a little party.
Oh, what
party.
Did I buy? Oh, I.
What was the first thing you did? Other
yeah, Tom, it's your fault for asking it the way you did.
The lengthy
saga. You know what, Dick? You know what?
Well, I started scratching from the bottom. Then I scratched up and down. No, just what? Was there some kind of celebratory moment?
No, I bought some shoes and a watch and I paid off my car.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Do you scratch up or down, or do you scratch worse?
Use a quarter? Nickel?
You know what?
I'm just asking.
You are sucking the joy out of the room.
Am I?
Yeah. I like to use a nickel. They have a wider base.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like to use the quarter because they have the ridges.
No, you got to use it because you don't have the ridges on there.
Yeah, that's why I like the nickel.
I ain't got a scratcher in a while.
Okay, well.
Go get my scratcher.
No, I was going to say Crasty. Christy, what else is going on over
Crasty.
There?
A food fight broke out between France and Belgium. The countries are bickering over who really invented.
I'm going to take France in the points.
The French fry.
Well, come on.
Well, Belgium.
It's a Belgium French fry.
Belgium gets the waffle,
not
okay?
The Belgium fry.
Just telling you. Look it up.
French newspaper Le Figaro.
Figaro. That means the Figaro.
Figaro.
Yeah.
My car published a story last week with the headline, No French Fries Are Not Belgian, awakening the ire of its neighbor. Even if the Belgians don't like it, the fries of today are fundamentally Parisian, according to food historian Pierre Leclerc, who said in an interview with the paper, which was published on International Belgian Friday, as if to add flame to the oil.
Pommes frites.
What is a pommes frites?
A French fry.
French fry. Oh, yes, Ace, you have a question.
Well, you know, Tom, the first French fries weren't fried in France.
What?
Huh.
They were fried in Greece.
Boo. Okay.
In Ace's defense, he's done that before, and none of you remembered.
No, I remember it.
Yeah. No, I don't.
At least finally it made sense.
A fair amount of acting on air sometimes, chick.
Words have different
What's
meanings.
A duck fried in? What's a duck fried in? Turkey. Turducken. Turducken.
That isn't even a joke.
He may be having a stroke.
It's as bad as that crap over there.
That isn't even a joke.
Wait a minute. No, it's a turducken. What does a duck fight in?
No, it's a duck fried in.
Oh, what is a
He's
duck
fried in?
He's
fried in turkey.
Yeah, turducken. They put that.
No, Jeff, there's nothing there, man.
There's not a joke.
You know what? There's the country Turkey.
That is not a joke in any language.
Look, can we box this up?
I am a professional comedian.
Let's send this to the Comedy Institute and see what they say.
Hey, Tom, do Jeff a favor and don't tell the people where he's performing this weekend.
Listen,
I've burned through all my A material in here, all right?
Already? You just got here 25 minutes ago.
Oh, I gotta write some new stuff.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.